This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ. 6 p.m.
Sports Radio 6 p.m.
All right, March Madness is upon us. We will talk about the best sounds and everything going on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. D'Amico Ryans, he's live at the owners' meetings. There's a little coach's breakfast today. And he was asked about the draft trade that Nick Caserio made with the Minnesota Vikings. This is what he had to say about it.
Yeah, the thought process behind, you know, moving back, you know, in the draft is just, we feel like in this draft there is a large amount of players right in that second to third, fourth round. It's a lot of guys right there that can come in and help our team, right? We feel like there's that's where the, as I said, the sweet spot of the draft is this year. And so we're excited about that move, and we feel like we can add some really quality players to our team.
All right, there you go. So I agree with that line of thinking. I can support that line of thinking, but there's been another possibility being thrown out. And I think if this happens, then I think perhaps Nick Caserio could look somewhat foolish. Now, It's not the end of the world foolish. It's could end up being like a small payoff. But if they end up trading back into the first round, then I'm going to start to question what the hell they're doing. Because let's say that you trade into the first round, and for the trade with the Minnesota Vikings, you gave up your first, you got back a second this year, you had a late round swap, and then you got a second next year. If you end up trading back into the first round, and let's say that you trade one of your seconds for this year, mm-hmm. and then a third, basically you did a second and third round pick swap for next year. Mm-hmm. And you risk losing a player that perhaps you like more than you're letting on. If you truly believe, and I don't think it's the worst thing, if you believe that two in the top 60 is better than one at 23, I get it.
Yeah.
But if you like someone enough, whether it be after more evaluation or whatever, and you trade back into that first round, especially when you're at the mercy of other teams at that point, because sometimes you might have to pay a little bit more if you're trading on the go.
Yeah.
I think Nick Caserio would look a little bit silly. And I quite frankly don't think he's silly, which is why I don't see them trading back into the first round, because I think it would be really weird if they did that.
Yeah, let's start there, because Easterby.
Oh, wow.
Nick Caserio, they were together for a while. Nick Caserio pretty much said what D'Amico just flat out said. There's a pool of players that they like a lot in the second round. It's kind of hard to reel that back in and be wrong. Like, if you do what you're talking about, and if you do trade back into the first round, it better be a day one starter, man. I mean, it better be a stud.
But because shouldn't you have just stayed where you were then?
Yeah, depending on where you move up to.
I mean, depending on what you trade. Like, yeah. let's say you trade. Like, if you trade a third and a fourth, then you basically had a pick swap and threw in a fourth. Because right. You do have that extra second next year. I don't want to ignore that extra second next year. But if you're trading the second you got, and then you're trading a third to hop up, which is typically probably what the price would be at that point, then you essentially risked, because there is risk. There's no guarantee that anyone's going to take the trade with you, but you essentially risked missing out on a player that you thought enough about to where you could have just stayed put at 23 and gotten him, and you're trading back in, and mm-hmm. it just seems like you're talking out of both ends.
Yeah, if you move behind 23rd into the first round, you're going to look bad. Because this could have all been avoided. You stayed where you were, and you would have gotten the player that you wanted, and you better be right with him. But I let's just be honest here. I don't see that happening. I think what Nick Caserio hinted at and what D'Amico just flat out said is the case. They've got that sweet spot, and now they're in a good position to get a couple of players.
Yeah, you left, so going back is something that just kind of seems a little bit irrational.
Yeah.
Speaking of going back, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I'm going to ask you this, and this is a polarizing topic for people who go out in the streets. When you go to a restaurant, when is the send back okay? Mm-hmm. I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm last week.
No spoilers. Oh, last week.
Last week, and I mean, basically, they sent back a dish, and the manager said since there were three bites off of it, they couldn't have the refund.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a bit, which she took a bite and said, ooh, it's gross, and then she took a confirmation bite.
It was like lime pie
to confirm it was gross. And then he took a bite and confirmed it was gross, and then they wanted to send it back.
Yeah.
I was at a restaurant this week, and they offered to take something back, which it was a complete misunderstanding. I liked mm-hmm. what I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was an IPA. I said, I want to switch it up. So they said, oh, do you not like that? Do you want me to take? I'm like, no, it's empty. I'm just trying to switch it up and go down the
line. I do that all
line.
The time.
Yeah, I'm just going down
almost
the line.
Almost like your own personal flight.
When is it okay to send something
half.
Back at a restaurant?
Half. You can't have more than half.
You can eat half of it.
Up
and
to
send
half.
It back.
You can eat up to half and say, you know what? Because sometimes you're just like hungry and you like try to kind of push through and then you're like, you know, this is not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, first of all.
So you're a send back
guy. No, I was going to say, first of all, I never send back food. I'll just take one for the team. I'll just eat something that's awful or not eat it at all. But I'm saying anyone who does, I think you can probably go up to about half. I never, ever. I can't remember sending anything back. Like, ever. Maybe I have, but I can't remember it.
Yeah, I don't believe in the send back.
You just got to push through, man.
I don't believe in the send back.
You made a bad pick or a bad pick on the restaurant.
Now, if it's cold or if there's something
wrong
with it.
I don't even do that.
But just taste?
Like, even if it's cold, I'm like, oh, man, they're going to spit in my food if I tell them to warm it up. I'm just paranoid about stuff like that. Can you warm this up a little bit? Yeah, sure.
Some
we'll
people
warm it
order
up
a full-ass drink and then take a sip and say, oh, I don't like that.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's awful to do.
You can
that.
Do the send back.
Liquor's expensive, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're pouring the whole thing out.
Yeah. Liquor is really. And that's all they can do.
It's not a good look, man.
Just pour it out.
Not a good look.
Now, my mom was the queen of everything on the table is yours when you go home. I'm not talking like silverware, like the tortillas. The chips that are left, you know, the queso, the bottom of the salsa bowl. She would put all that stuff in her purse. We got breakfast, baby. Like she was the queen of that.
So if you went to a restaurant, you just take the whole.
We pretty much left with every grain of food that was on that table.
The sugar?
Sugar, all of it. All of it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, not the whole thing, but she'd take some sugars or whatever.
Yeah, not sure about that. Yeah. Send back, 713-572-4610. When is the send back okay? 346 says at half. You've already eaten near the whole plate. So he disagrees with the half.
Well, I don't do it, first of all. But I think half is half the plate. It's not near the whole plate. But I think I think you could do that because people are trying to forge through. They're trying to push through and eat it, and then they realize, nah, I don't like this. By the way, I've got a I don't know if we'll do it today or tomorrow, but I've got a related Elite Eight for you.
Oh, we got that.
To this.
Yeah, we'll do it at 12:35.
Yeah, we got that.
Food you love to hate.
Food you love to hate.
Food you love to hate. 3, 4, 6, the sin back is immediately one bite.
Just
so
one bite?
So they say one bite, and it's an immediate sin back.
I don't know if I agree with that. That one bite is nothing. Because a lot of times
I think you need a confirmation bite.
Yes, you do need a confirmation bite.
It's like, is it me? Is there something wrong with this? Does this taste soapy?
Yeah.
Is it
me? Oh, that's the worst, too. You drink like a glass of iced tea and taste soapy?
Oh, yeah. This isn't nice. 409 says when John is cooking, the sin back is okay.
Hey, I have some people this weekend that would vehemently disagree with you.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up next, another early exit. The most polarizing tradition in college basketball continues, and the goalposts. We're used to goalposts being moved, especially when it comes to one of the faces of college basketball here, Jack Easterby. I think this guy is acting just like Jack Easterby, and I'm not fooled by it. I'm on to you, sir. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!